Groups like Open Oakland want to help improve digital efficiency in their city. And now a new government office is joining that effort. This past January, Brian Sustokis became Oakland's first Chief Information Officer, or CIO. He's held the role in two cities previously, most recently Modesto. He oversees all things tech in city government, including things like figuring out how technology can solve communication breakdowns between residents and City Hall or within the network of city departments. Overall, how to communicate better. Sustokis stopped by KALW and spoke with executive editor Ben Trefney, who asked him whether he thought Oakland's government uses technology well or poorly.
I wouldn't say it was well, and I wouldn't say it was poorly. I think it was more disjointed. At the time, Oakland's somewhat siloed. There are technologies that are in specific departments, and a lot of times that data, that information, isn't shared, even though there might be a value between, let's say, watering parks and crime statistics. It might seem that it's odd, but you could schedule watering a park if there's a high frequency of crime in the evening, and maybe you water the park at that time to prevent people from being present there. So there's synergies that's there that might not be analyzed or collected to try to provide something with relatively low cost.
Well, that seems like a remarkable amount of data that would need to be processed then. I mean, that really does make sense what you're talking about with like watering the criminals. But I mean, how do you process all that data in a way that's going to benefit the people of Oakland?
Sure. And that's why we come up with certain data sets. There are certain things that we try to engage within the community, such as Code for America or Open Oakland are two of the biggest avenues of, I'll call it, civic innovation that we currently have in Oakland. They have this community base that is extremely tech savvy and want to help better the community and better government. And that's a nice synergy and nexus that some governments don't have. They will look at data or they will see technology in a different sense rather than from what maybe a building planner or a financial officer or an accountant sees that data. They can maybe see more of its applicability to the community. And that's my role, to bridge those two, to try to find something useful and meaningful, not just something we just develop and isn't really useful.
So to bring this to extremely relatable terms, maybe, are you sort of the tech guy then for the city of Oakland, whereas if it were someplace else, like a department says, hey, we got to get tech on this to figure out, like, for example, maybe the chief of police and the chief of the fire department say, you know, we want to make something where there's just an app that's going to access 911 for our for the people in Oakland. So that's really easy for them to get help right away. We want an app for that, Brian. Can you make that happen?
Yes, that's what we do. We would have that engagement. We would discuss what needs to be done, and that would then come over to my department, and then we would engage, and whether it's internally, externally, and how we get that done to deliver that program.
But do you say to them, well, I'm a one-man department, and I just got 18 requests that are like this, and I'm going to try to get my volunteers involved with this, so it's going to be a little while.
Well, I have a staff. I mean, I have a whole department that's there where it's not just solely me, but projects are prioritized, and that's mainly due to funding and staffing and so forth. But that doesn't mean that certain initiatives are said no to or pushed back. They're just prioritized. What is the direction from the council that year? They usually set forth, they're the policy directors. So they set forth the policy. And when public safety is an initiative that they want better response times, then that's when the public safety department heads, the police chief and fire chief, say, Brian, we need better technology in order to improve these response times. And then we go out to provide that solution to them and hopefully improve response times.
That's Brian Sustokis. He is the Chief Information Officer for the City of Oakland. Speaking about the police department, they've had some issues with radio and internal communication technologies. What can you do to help them with that?
Sure. In fact, right now we're engaging in an exploratory idea of what do we want to do with our radio system. We have East Bay Regional Communication that is there, which is a joint powers authority of a lot of other agencies that are around the East Bay that provide radio services to each other.
And just for background, we're talking about a lot of different radio communications that don't really communicate with each other so directly, and this has been a historic problem.
Correct. And that's part of the engagement. How do we engage for example, the port or other areas where we are the first responders there, but they might be on a separate radio system or their communication to us isn't there. That's an initiative that we are currently engaging even on right now as you speak, and we're hoping to have a recommendation within, I would say, the next 3 to 4 months on how we need to proceed in order to improve that environment.
Has Mayor Kwan ever said, hey, Brian, the software just crashed my computer. Can you help me fix this thing?
I do sometimes get personal calls from my VIPs to fix things. It's fun. And yes, that happens mainly around email. Email is such a critical component. I am honestly impressed of the amount of conversations and email that this elected body receives here in Oakland. It's way more than I have seen in other agencies, private included. And I think that's probably the testament of their ability wanting to communicate to the public. But there's immense amounts of conversations that they try to have. So yes, we do get personal requests to fix things.
What would you suggest for people who are overwhelmed by email? This is just since this is within your industry and you're talking about streamlining, I mean, we're all overwhelmed with email. How do you deal with that?
I tend to go on an email hiatus. This is just me. There's so much mail. I usually try to see what's there and get through a bunch of it in the morning and look, but then I pull away from it. I try not to conduct business within email only due to the nature that sometimes it can get misconstrued on what you want. Sometimes it's hard. And even as a technologist, I like that personal engagement. I really want to have that. To me, email is transitory and it's there. We have that conversation and it's done. But then we got to have that engagement. And I try not to live in it. I struggle even with Twitter and LinkedIn as well. I'll put up something that's meaningful, but I'm not constantly saying I just got my latte at Starbucks and I'm good to go.
Do you like to use emoticons?
I try not to, but every now and then it depends if my kids are texting me or something, I will. But usually not. It depends. My kids come up with some really creative ones, though.
Oh, I'm sure they're way better at this than we are. Even though you're the chief information officer, they're the deputy chief.
I don't know if they'll ever know how to type. That's my fear.
Oh, right. Yeah, good point. Yeah. That's Brian Sestokas. He is the chief information officer for the city of Oakland. So why are you working in government rather than in the private sector at this point? I mean, we're obviously surrounded by immense wealth here in the Bay Area that is really being driven by the tech sector. And and here you're working in a government position, which no doubt could be less lucrative than what you could be getting.
And that's true, but it's, in my opinion, more rewarding. And I say that because I did work in the private sector. I came from there. Most technologists do. But working when I started when my family was growing and we were there, seeing that my efforts contributed to a new soccer park or something that was there because we made things more efficient or we established something that allows the buses to run more smoothly. I see that. It's almost like instant gratification, and I get to see that engagement. It comes with good and bad. You know, I'll get things, why are you doing this? You should be doing this. And there's always opinions on how to do things. But when we do something right and we have that engagement, it's great. I mean, it's something that's what keeps me motivated. And Oakland has a lot of that civic pride and engagement. There's a renaissance, I think, happening there. And I hope to be part of that, to bring that to light and say, hey, if Oakland can do it and we've done this, then, you know, every other organization should be able to succeed and do this as well.